I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, December 29. Coming up, 200 English language teachers to be recruited, at-risk youth benefiting from vocational training from Jamaica Defence Force, and National Security Minister describes recent visit to Colombia as useful. The news in detail after this message.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Yo, that's not the coolest Christmas tree you ever see.
Impressive,
but 3 strings of light and a flashing angel.
Very cool, but
and the fan to move it.
How about your wallet? What? Your whole Christmas bonus going fly through your wallet to pay for the energy.
But this is only for Christmas.
But just by being clever, you could save a bundle of your bonus just by one long string of lights instead of 3 short ones, and make sure that they're LED lights. Use reflective ornaments too.
True, you know.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Some 200 English language teachers will have the opportunity to apply their trade overseas under a partnership between United States-based BAU International University in Washington, D.C. and the Ministry of Education. BAU University Board member Paul Bronson says the institution is looking to recruit English language teachers for its campuses around the world.
BAU Global employs 400 English language professors, teachers, all throughout the world. It's our goal over the next few years to recruit at least 200 of those teachers from right here in Jamaica, and not only to provide them with full-time salary, but to also provide each one of those teachers with free graduate school tuition.
BAU International University has a global network across 3 continents and has been providing higher education for over 15 years. The institution has campuses in Toronto, Canada, Berlin, Germany, and Hong Kong, among other locations. Its flagship campus, Başakşehir University in Istanbul, Turkey, has 8 faculties, a school of languages, and 2 vocational schools. 78 unattached youngsters are benefiting from vocational and on-the-job training under an initiative involving the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, and HeartTrust, NTA. The National Military Engagement Training and Apprenticeship Program is aimed at preparing at-risk youth for the labor market through on-the-job training in various vocational areas, such as welding, general construction, and electrical installation. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security Pernell Charles Jr. says the initiative also fosters crime prevention through social development.
The goal for us is to make sure that we can reach out to all of our Jamaicans, especially our youngsters, and say to you, come and participate in our effort to achieve Vision 2030, in our effort to build a Jamaica where we can say to ourselves proudly, that this is the place for you to live and to do your work and your business and to raise your families.
Senator Charles was speaking at the National Military Engagement Training and Apprenticeship Program graduation ceremony at Up Park Camp on Thursday. In the meantime, Counselor and Head of Department at the Canadian High Commission, Walter Burnick, is lauding the Jamaica Defence Force for providing employability and social skills to unattached youth. Over 600 participants have benefited from on-the-job training at the JDF since 2012.
We salute the JDF for participating and sharing their vast knowledge and know-how to support the youth of this nation. Together, as partners, we are building a place for people to work, live, and raise their families.
The Canadian government, through Global Affairs Canada, is one of 3 international development partners providing funding for the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. The others are the Inter-American Development Bank and the United Kingdom's Department for International Development, DFID. And National Security Minister Robert Montague says a recent visit to the 9th Citizen Security Week in Colombia has provided Jamaican security officials with helpful information and suggestions regarding technological solutions available to deal with crime prevention efforts in Jamaica. The event was hosted by the Inter-American Development Bank with support from the Colombian government to create a platform for public security policymakers and directors of violence and crime prevention initiatives in Latin America and the Caribbean to dialogue and exchange ideas for combating challenges. Mr. Montague says the discussions were centered on the implementation of citizen security public policies through the exchange of experiences and best practices of participating countries. The Jamaican delegation included the National Security Minister and National Security Advisor, Major General Anthony Anderson. Major General Anderson and Colombia's Ambassador to Jamaica, Roberto Garcia Marquez, have agreed to a follow-up meeting to discuss the enhancement of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.